As the capacity to process soybeans ramps up in the region, finding markets for the additional soybean meal becomes important. A study of international markets by Northern Soy Marketing, the collaboration of soybean farmers in South Dakota, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, pinpointed Indonesia as a potential customer whose need for soy meal is projected to grow 40% by 2040. Recently, Northern Soy launched a trade mission to Indonesia, with South Dakota soybean farmers Mike McCraney and David Strzok accompanying the group. McCraney explains the delegation visited users of soybean meal, including Indonesian feed mills and poultry growers, promoting the value of soybeans produced in the northern U.S.
It's scientifically proven that we have the essential amino acids that are very, very good for the production of poultry versus the soybean meal that comes out of Brazil. It does have a higher protein, but it's crude protein and not the essential amino acids that are needed for the growth of that chicken.
Using soy meal with stronger amino acid makeup enhances productivity while eliminating the need for synthetic additives, increasing competitive value of northern U.S. soy.
When we have more meal available, we will be more price competitive to Brazil.
McCraney concludes coupling this trade mission with an earlier visit to the U.S. by Indonesian feed users creates an environment for enhancing trade.
With the relationship building and bringing those potential customers to our farms and then going back to their home in their countries to visit them, it's relationship building that makes them at least look at your product.
Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.